अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रयेऽभीष्टसिद्धये We are looking into Shravana, Manana and Nididhyasana, which are the parts of Jnana Yoga, the stages of Jnana Yoga. The whole of sadhana, the whole of spiritual pursuit can be put into three stages. Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga and Jnana Yoga. Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga are meant for Chitta Shuddhi and Chitta Aikagriya, purification of mind and focus of mind. Thereby, they prepare the sadhaka for Jnana Yoga. Therefore, they are not direct sadhanas for moksha. Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga cannot give moksha directly. A lot of sadhanas can be included in Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga. All the rituals, all the duties, all services, pilgrimage, you go to various temples, Kanipakam. Yesterday somebody went to Kanipakam. So, Kanipakam is a Ganesha temple in Andhra Pradesh. It's a nice temple. Some of you can visit if you have not visited. Yeah. There is a story also how that Ganesha was found. They were digging a well and then they found it. So there are various temples you go to for pilgrimage. It's all meant for Chitta Shuddhi. Therefore it can all be included in Karma Yoga. Then there is Upasana Yoga. Upasana Yoga is nothing but a kind of meditation. Meditation on Ishvara. Meditation on God with the attribute. Saguna Brahma. And this meditation is done before Jnana Yoga. Before going to Shravana. That is Upasana. And once this person is ready by means of Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga, he can go for the pursuit of Jnana Yoga. And the pursuit of Jnana Yoga begins by approaching a guru, as told in this text. Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga were discussed previously in brief when the Adhikari was talked. All the types of karmas were told, kamya karma, nishiddha karma, etc. You can refer to that. That's all karma yoga. Then, the shishya goes to the guru. Guru upasadana is told. Gurum upasritya tam anusarati. Upasadana and anusarana. Anusarana includes seva as well as attending the classes regularly, etc. And then the guru does the upadesha of Mahavakya. Guru explains the Mahavakya, the meaning of Mahavakya, by the process of adhyaropa, apavada, etc. Tatpada, Tvampada, Jahallakshana, Ajahallakshana. I don't want to elaborate. All of you know. I hope all of you know about it. What is Jahallakshana? What is Ajahallakshana? So, anyway, if you, even if you forget, it is good sometimes. Ignorance is bliss. So, Jahallakshana, Ajahallakshana, etc. This Mahavakya, Jahadajahallakshana. The Mahavakya is explained by the Guru. And the Shishya listen to the Mahavakya. And listening to the teaching of Mahavakya itself is enough if the Adhikari is an ideal Adhikari. But sometimes there will be some obstacles. And if the obstacles are there, he has to go for these three things: Shravana, Manana and Nididhyasana. Here a question may arise. Generally we say Shravana is required for Moksha. Shravana is required for Jnana. Jnana will come only by Shravana. But here you are telling Shravana, Manana and Nididhyasana are required if there are obstacles. That means Shravana is not needed for Jnana. Yeah. Another question can be, is not listening to the Mahavakya Shravana, listening to the teaching of Mahavakya, is it not Shravana? These questions may come. In fact, those who have attended the previous class properly, they might have got this doubt. I don't know how many of you got this doubt, but I got, at least. I got means, I know I didn't convey that. I didn't answer that question. For that, the answer is, Shravana is twofold. There are two types of Shravanas. It is not told here in Vedanta Sara, but elsewhere it is told. Some other Acharya has told it. Number one is Mahavakya Upadesha Shravana. Number two is Tatparya Nirnaya. Number one is Mahavakya Upadesha Shravana and number two is Tatparya Nirnaya. Therefore, generally, when we say Shravana, we refer to listening to the teaching of Mahavakya, listening to the meaning of Mahavakya. But in this text, when the Acharya has said Shravana, when he has defined Shravana, what he means is Tatparya Nirnaya. The first type of Shravana, that is Mahavakya Upadesha Shravana, that is compulsory, that is mandatory. Without that you can't get knowledge. But the second Shravana is required only if you have a particular type of doubt. What is the doubt? Suppose there are two shishyas. They approach a particular guru. And the guru is teaching the Mahavakya, Tattvamasi. One person has enough Shraddha in the Shastra as well as in the guru, as well as in the tradition. He understood the Mahavakya and he got Jnana. Another Shishya, he says, he listened to this guru also. And after some time he comes to the guru and says, I listened to another guru. And he says, Advaita is not correct, Dvaita is correct. The Vedanta teaches Dvaita, that person says. And you are telling Advaita is correct. The other person says, you are Jiva, Brahman is elsewhere. You can never become Brahman. And you are telling, you are already Brahman. See the contradiction. And the Shishya is confused because the other person is also, he is also a scholar. He also knows Sanskrit. He also quotes the same Vedanta Vakyas with slight differences. And he gets a confusion. He has Shraddha in the Vedanta. In the original Vedanta, he has Shraddha. He accepts Vedanta is Pramana. But since he has heard the other person also, he doesn't know which of the gurus is true, is correct. Shraddha in the Vedanta is there, but Shraddha in the Guru Vakya is not enough. It is there, but not enough. It may be true. He says it may be true, but not enough. Then he requires an answer. This guru says the tatparya, the purport of Vedanta is Advaita only. The central teaching of Vedanta is Advaita only. The guru says. And the Shishya says, you prove it to me. I want the proof. Yeah. We are giving him the proof. Already we have seen four lingas. The proof is six lingas. Shadlinga. Upakramadi Shadlinga. Upakrama Upasamhara. Abhyasa. Apurvata. Phala. Arthavada. And Upapatti. We show the Shishya that the Upakrama means beginning, and Upasamhara, conclusion, they talk of Advaita only. This is the first Linga. Then there is second Linga, Abhyasa. The Jiva Brahma Aikya is repeated again and again in the Vedanta. Apurvata It is not available for any other means of knowledge. Phala. This knowledge has a useful result, useful benefit. Arthavada. Arthavada we have to see. Where is it? Page number 107. Prakarana pratipadyasya. Tatra-tatra prashamsanam arthavadaha. Arthavada means praise, stuti. Prashamsanam means praising, is called arthavada. Praising where? Tatra-tatra, here and there. In the Vedanta Shastra. What is praised? Prakarana Pratipadya. The subject matter of the section of Vedanta. It is praised. There are many places where the knowledge is praised. And one of the examples, here the example taken is from Chandogya. All of the examples are from Chandogya. Yatha, tat, yatha,
yatha,
tatraiva,
tatraiva,
utatam adesham aprakshaha,
yena ashutam
shutam
bhavati,
amatam matam, avijnatam vijnatam utatam adesham aprakshaha yena ashrutam shrutam bhavati amatam matam avijnatam vijnatam iti advitiya vastu prashamsanam. This is a from the 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. In fact, we are taking all the lingas from Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, to show that the 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad teaches Advaita. The central teaching of the 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad is Advaita. Because the whole section, 6th chapter, in the beginning there is Advaita, end also there is Advaita, and the middle also Abhyasa, Tattvamasi is repeated 9 times, and Apurvata is also told, it is not told, but it is understood that it is not available for any other means of knowledge, Advaita. And Phala is also told here. What is the Phala? Videha Mukti is told. And then Arthavada. The same section, there is Arthavada. And this Arthavada, we have to understand the story first. The story is Uddalaka and Shvetaketu. Uddalaka is the father. The father has sent the son for studying to the Gurukula. And the son stayed in the Gurukula for 12 years. And he was a brilliant boy. Therefore he studied all the 4 Vedas and a lot of things. And then he came back. And when he comes back, he was a little conceited. He had a little pride. And then the father saw his pride. The pride caused by knowledge. Knowledge gives pride. Scholarship gives pride. And the father saw this pride. And he asked the son. He wanted to show that there is something more to learn. The father. And therefore he asked this question. The question asked by the father is told here. Utatam adesham aprakshyaha yena ashrutam shrutam bhavati amatam matam avijnatam vijnatam. Tam adesham aprakshyaha. Have you asked for that teaching? Tam adesham. Adesha means teaching. That teaching. Aprakshyaha. Have you asked for? Yena ashrutam shrutam bhavati, by which unheard becomes heard. Amatam matam, unthought of becomes thought of. Not thought of, that which is not thought of becomes thought of. Avijnatam vijnatam, that which is not known becomes known. The father asks the son. And the story continues that the son has not yet heard of that kind of a teaching. So this is a praise of that knowledge, praise of that vastu. The vastu as well as the knowledge of the vastu, both are praised. Yatha tatraiva, as tatraiva. Tatraiva means in the Chandogya Shashtadhyaya, in the 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, with this quotation, iti advitiya vastu prashamsanam. The prashamsanam, the praise of advitiya vastu, praise of the vastu, the substance called Brahman, the reality called Brahman, which is advitiya, which is one without a second. And this statement means there is such a vastu knowing which it is as good as everything becomes known. It is a praise, a stuti. So this is a Arthavada. And the last one is Upapatti. Prakarana Pratipadya Artha Sadhane Tatra Tatra Suyamana Yuktihi Upapattihi Yatha Tatra Yatha Somya Ekena Mritpindena Sarvam Mrinmayam Vijnatam Syat Vacharambhanam Vikaro Namatheyam Mrittika Ityeva Satyam Iti Ityadau Advitiya Vastu Sadhane Vikarasya Vacharambhana Matratve Yuktihi Shoyate. In this book there are two mistakes. One is Shuyamana in the first line, Shuyamana. And in the second line, there is Yatha Saumya is there. It should be Somya. Somya. Yatha Somya Ekena. Yatha Somya Ikena. Yatha Somya Ikena. It should be. It is Saumya Ikena. So. Upapatti. Upapatti means yukti. Yuktihi. Prakarana pratipadya artha sadhane. For establishing the subject matter of the prakarana. For establishing the subject matter of the section. Tatra tatra, here and there, in the Shruti, Shuyamana. Shuyamana means that which is told in the Shruti. That which is told in the Shruti is called Shuyamana. Yuktihi, the logic or reasoning is called Upapatti. So, Upapatti is logic given in the Shruti itself to substantiate what is taught in the particular section. And in Chandogya also, there is a logic given. Yatha tatra, yatha, for example, tatra, tatra means in Chandogya 6th chapter, there is a upapatti. Yatha somya ekena mrityundena sarvam manmayam vijnatam syat. Yatha, as, somya, o dear. Uddalaka is addressing Shvetaketu, O dear, Somya. Ekena mrutpindena, by one lump of clay, sarvam mrinmayam, everything made up of clay, like pot, etc. Vijnatam syat, becomes known. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam. Vikara, vikara means effect, karya, effect. It is nothing but vacharambhanam. It depends on the speech only. There is no real substance called the vikara. The vikara is nothing but only words. For example, clay and pot. The pot is nothing but the word. There is no real thing called pot. It is only a shape of clay which you call pot. Vacharambhana depends on your word. You see it as a pot. Therefore it is a pot. And namatheyam, the vikara is only name. Only name means it is not there in reality. That means it is mithya, unreal. Namesake, just for namesake it is there. It's just a name. Therefore unreal. Mrittika ityeva satyam. In the pot, what is the substance, the satya? It is nothing but the mrittika. Mrittika means clay. Clay alone is the satya, as far as the pot is concerned. Here, there is a yukti. This is a yukti. This is a logic. What is the logic? In logic, we have to establish something by using an example. What is established here is the effect is not real. Vikaraha. Effect is not real. Vikaraha vacharambhanam namadheyam. Vikara is mithya. And for that an example is given. The pot clay example. The clay example. There are many things made up of clay. A pot, a tray, etc. All these are nothing but clay only. In reality, there is nothing called pot. Because if there is something called pot, it should be present independent of clay. But it is not like that. So this is the yukti. Ityadau, in this kind of places, advitiya vastu sadhane vikarasya vacharambhana matratve yuktihi shuyate. Advitiya vastu sadhane, in establishing that there is one substance, one advitiya vastu, and vikarasya vacharambhana matratve. So the acharya says, this establishes two things. Number one, advitiya vastu sadhana, establishing that there is one substance behind all the effects. There is one substance behind the whole universe, which is the effect. And the second thing is, vikarasya vacharambhana matratve. It establishes that the vikara is, all the effects are, vacharambhana matra. Vacharambhana matra means mithya, not real. Yukti hi shuyate, a yukti is told. And one more thing we have to understand here is, the Shastra doesn't give logic to prove what is told. Because Advaita is not proved by means of logic. You don't arrive at Advaita by means of logic. Shruti is independent praman. It doesn't depend on logical support at all. You cannot arrive at Advaita by means of logic. Then why this yukti is given? Not for arriving at Advaita. Instead, this logic is given just to facilitate our understanding. Vedanta is independent of any logic. There are certain things which can be arrived purely by means of logic. But it is not so in the case of Brahman. Brahman is not arrived at by logic. It is revealed in the Vedanta Shastra. But to facilitate our understanding, it gives some logic. Even though it is not dependent on logic. So that these are the six lingas. And by means of these six lingas, we can understand that the Vedanta Shastra reveals Advaita only. Even though there are some seeming statements of Dvaita. Dvaita is not the purport of Vedanta. The purport of Vedanta is only Advaita. So this is Shravana. Shravana means the second type of Shravana. But here he calls it Shravana. He doesn't say there are two types of Shravana, etc. But in fact, some other Acharya has said. And this Shravana is required when there is Pramana Shanka. Pramana Shanka means you have a doubt regarding what Vedanta really teaches, Advaita or something else. Then you require this Shravana. Tatparya Nirnaya. By means of the six lingas, you arrive at the Tatparya. The next sadhana is Manana.
Mananam to
श्रुतस्य अद्वितीय वस्तुनः वेदांतानुगुण युक्तिभिः अनवरतम् अनुचिन्तनम् मनन इस required when there is another type of doubt. It is called prameya shanka. Vedanta teaches advaita, but my experience what I see is Dvaita. I see there are two people, there are many people, and the world is different, I am different, the other person is different from me, this pot is different from me. How can there be Advaita? My experience tells something else. And generally what conclusion I arrive at is based on my experience only. Therefore, what Vedanta teaches seems to be illogical, irrational. How can there be one Atma? Everyone is different. How Jagat can be Mithya? Because I experience this Jagat, I see the Jagat, I hear the Jagat, I smell the Jagat, I touch the Jagat, all my five Indriyas are bringing the Jagat to me, how can it be Mithya? Like that, the teaching of Vedanta is doubted, whether it is logical or not. It seems to be illogical. This is called Prameya Shanka. With respect to Prameya, the subject matter of Vedanta, what is taught by Vedanta, the Advaita, you have doubt whether it is logical or not. Is it possible or not? This question has to be answered by using proper reason. I should do proper reasoning and find out that what Vedanta says is not illogical. What Vedanta says doesn't contradict logics. What Vedanta says, I cannot arrive at by logic. The Shastra itself says, Naisha Tarkena Matirapaneya. This teaching cannot be arrived at by logic. If somebody says, I will keep Vedanta Shastra aside, I will understand the truth just by intellectual reasoning, intellectual speculation, it is not possible. He cannot arrive at Advaita. But at the same time, what Vedanta says is not illogical also. It is not arrived at by logic. At the same time, it is not illogical also. That means it cannot be disproved by logic also. Vedanta cannot be proved by logic. It cannot be disproved by logic also. What does it mean? It is not within the scope of logic. It is not within the scope of logic. To understand this fact, I need a lot of reasoning. and that is called mananam. So mananam tu shrutasya advitiya vastunaha vedanta anuguna yukti bhihi anavaratam anuchintanam. Manana is shrutasya advitiya vastunaha. The advitiya vastu, which is shruta. Shruta means shavana is done on that. After shavana, there is manana. So shrutasya advitiya vastu. The advitiya vastu, which is already shruta. Already about which you have done shavana. Vedanta anuguna yukti bhihi. By means of yuktis. By means of logics. And the Acharya says, what type of logic? Vedanta anuguna. The logics which are conducive for Vedanta. Why he say that? Sometimes we have arrived at certain notions, certain conclusions which are wrong. We have our own wrong conclusions. And we are not ready to give up the wrong conclusions. We are adamant with the wrong conclusions. And then what we do is, we reason to prove our wrong conclusion. Somehow we find some logics to prove whatever wrong conclusion we have. That is what Arjuna did in the first chapter. He decided I won't fight. And he gave some reasons also. And like that there are many philosophers, many intellectually great philosophers are there, whose conclusions are wrong. But they used a lot of complicated logics. It is so complicated that you cannot find a fallacy in that. That is why they use complicated logics. If it is too complicated, you will generally people swallow. Because they are not able to see the fallacy. And our mind has a tendency to justify the wrong conclusion. And to justify the wrong conclusion, it will invent logics. Such logics are called kutarka. It is called kutarka. If you do kutarka, you won't be able to accept Vedanta. Because you will keep justifying what notions you have. Therefore, what one should do is, first, one should understand that Vedanta Shastra is Pramana. Even though I feel it contradicts my reasoning for the time being, I should accept that Vedanta cannot be wrong. My understanding may be wrong. I have not understood properly. And therefore, one should be open to accept Vedanta Shastra. And if you are open to accept Vedanta Shastra, you will be open to accept your mistakes. And then only the proper reasoning is possible. And by means of proper reasoning, the doubt can be resolved. Therefore, Vedanta anuguna yukti bhi. Anavaratam anuchintanam. Anavaratam, constantly, for a length of time. Anuchintanam, reflection, thinking. reasoning, analyzing, that is called manana. The next is nididhyasana. We will see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.